guys.
Gabe, suck it, Gabe.
All right, let's go.
Well, John, just talking about the obviously the opportunity this week just to have three at home to give you the chance to climb back into this thing.
Four at home.
Yep.
And we've made a pretty good run on home ice, and unfortunately the last three here didn't go the way we wanted. But if you're giving our team a choice, want to play at home or on the road, we're definitely picking to play at home. And it's always a great environment when we play Chicago. I know we've only seen them, see them twice a year, but anytime you play a team in the Stanley Cup Finals, there's going to be a little bit of extra boost to the game, and so this should be fun. Obviously, there's a lot on the line for us in this one.
Looking at the last 2 months of the standings, the teams that are fighting for the wild cards, but you have a 4-point edge on the rest of the teams. Does that kind of show how difficult it is to climb up the boards?
Well, you look at, it was, I think, early February. I think we were last in the conference, and you have to go on a remarkable run, kind of the one that we've been on here the last few months, and we're still not even in. That's why it's just so important that you accumulate points early in the year, because those ones you lose in October, November, December, you sure want those back come now. But I'm really proud of what's gone on in our locker room here the last couple months, and these guys are battling, and it's just been a lot of fun coaching this team, and we've had a lot of excitement down here the last few weeks, and hoping for a little bit more here in the next two.
John, obviously the frustrations with the injuries has taken its toll, but there has been a bright spot seeing a lot of these young rookies step up and be called up and kind of thrown into it, and they seem to adapt pretty well.
They have, and it's what's been going down in Syracuse and the way these guys are performed down there, but it's a different step when you come up here, and especially when we're scrambling trying to get into the playoffs, and every shift matters now, and everything's just under a microscope. And you look at the Dotchins have come up and really helped our back end, and then Gabriel Dumont and how he's won faceoffs and done all those little things for us, and the Vermeens and the Ernies and the Yanni Gourdes, and just go on, and the points and Kucherovs and Palats and Hedmans, they get a lot of the headlines, but it's these other guys that somebody's got to play the other minutes, and they've been doing a great job for us.
Can you talk about the way the team responded on that back-to-back after one of the more disappointing losses on Tuesday?
Yeah, I'll tell you, the feeling flying up to Boston on the plane is a heck of a lot different than the one flying back from Detroit, and that was, a 58-hour span. But it shows the little character of what's going on in that room. The one thing for us is you just got to turn the page. It's like a book, and let's see what the next chapter is going to be like, and this is it. It starts with Chicago, and as I said, probably not ideal that they had a little bit of a tough one in Florida the other night, but it's this is going to be a challenge, and we're pretty excited to do it in front of our home fans.
Kind of a strange question to ask, but Luke going back on defense, how has that been? It's just the one game, but just kind of seeing him kind of go back to the back end.
Yeah, it's, you ask any of the players, it doesn't matter the position they play as long as they get to play, and he's been asked to do a lot of different roles for us, and he is an ultimate team player in the sense, in anything you ask him to do, he's front of the line willing to do it for you, and it's a big jump to keep going from 4-D, but the limited minutes he's been able to play, he's always given us something positive, and it's good for us.
Is the power play going to be a key for you guys down the stretch in the league right now?
Special teams is always going to be a key, and the one thing is, on the other side of things, you can't take penalties, and because there's just too much at risk when you do, so you got to limit the penalties you take, and then when you do get these chances in the power play, you got to cash in, and we are power plays really steady all year. But we had a couple chances here in the Phoenix game and then the Detroit game to get one late, and we didn't. We got to really work on our mindset there. But, to be honest, our power play is, it's won us a lot of games. And now we need some more pressure on it now to help us win some more down the stretch.
Any new up, Ken?
Nope.
Thank you.
No, nothing on injuries.